You're listening to Business English Pod, the Business English Podcast for professionals on the move.
Today's business English news comes from a report on recent comments by the CEO of Infosys on the future of India's economy. India's economic growth won't cool. India's hot economy will not cool down because the country's large pool of young talent and its high savings rate will keep stoking growth, the chief executive officer of Infosys said Thursday. But Nandan Nilekani, whose company is a leading global software provider, acknowledged that India needs to improve its infrastructure if it wants to sustain its annual economic growth of about 8%. Of course, infrastructure is a bottleneck, but I believe that infrastructure is on everybody's radar screen, said Nilekani, visiting Hong Kong to accept Forbes magazine's Asia Businessman of the Year award. The executive also said the rapid growth will ramp up the pressure on India to develop trained talent. That's something that needs more public and private investment, he said at a news conference. Infosys, which in 1999 was the first Indian company to list on the NASDAQ, the American Stock Exchange, writes and develops software for Western companies like Goldman Sachs and JCPenney. Nilekani said the firm, based in the southern Indian city of Bangalore, plans to hire 30,000 people this year and receives 1.4 million job applications each year. He stated India will be able to sustain its economic growth, partly because of its demographics. In the next 20 to 25 years, India will have the largest pool of young people in the age group of 15 to 65, and that's a big thing. Globally, nobody else will have that advantage, claimed Mr. Nilekani. He added that India's economic growth was also due to a savings rate of between 22 and 30% in the last several years. We expect the savings rate to go up even further. He said that Infosys wasn't worried about a potential economic downturn, especially in the United States, commenting, "We haven't heard anything from our customers on a slowdown in their spending on technology."
Well, there's some very positive statements there by Infosys. Why don't we go inside the article and explore some of the language?
Okay.
Right there at the very beginning, they used a word there to describe India's economy.
They said it was hot. That's a very good example of how we use metaphors in English. If we say something is hot, it means that it's popular or that it's doing very well. So in this case, somebody said that India's economy is hot, meaning that it's growing very quickly. What would be another example of how you could use this word?
You could say the Hong Kong market is hot right now. You can easily make a quick profit.
Or you could say, last year the property market was really hot, but now we're seeing a slowdown in sales.
Okay, so hot just means really good.
Mm-hmm.
I guess similar in meaning to a slowdown there is cool down.
Cool down means something is not doing well or growing anymore. So if something cools down, then it is no longer hot. Here, cool is continuing the heat metaphor. For example, the retail market is meant to cool down next quarter, according to the latest forecasts.
Okay, and one of the reasons Nilekani doesn't think India's economy will stop growing is
its pool of talent. Now, the word pool can be used to talk about a large group or a supply of something. In this case, we're talking about a pool of talent. To talk about resources such as the workforce or the labor supply, talent meaning the ability or the skill of the workforce. Tikhon, give us an example of how we can use this collocation or word partnership.
Okay, how about companies like Microsoft and Google need a huge pool of talent to keep turning out new ideas?
So the pool of talent and India's high savings rate are
stoking growth. This is another good use of metaphoric language. Stoke traditionally means to put more fuel on the fire. But we often use it in business to describe major factors that are driving growth or helping a business to do well.
So you could say, for example, demand in the U.S. is stoking growth in exports from Asia.
Yeah, and we often collocate stoke with fear. For example, the recent action by Gazprom to cut off oil supplies to Belarus is stoking fears of another winter oil shortage in Germany and Poland.
Then the article goes on to say Infosys's CEO acknowledged or admitted that India's infrastructure is an obvious concern.
Well, infrastructure is a noun that we use to refer to the basic facilities of a country or an enterprise. Those could mean things like roads or buildings or a telecommunications system.
So, for example,
you could say Singapore has excellent infrastructure.
Or China has been investing heavily in its infrastructure to maintain economic growth.
Okay, and the particular concern he acknowledged is the bottleneck caused by India's out-of-date infrastructure.
Yeah, a bottleneck is a blockage or a narrowing of a passage that interrupts the flow of movement.
So, for example, you could say, right now there's a communications bottleneck in Asia due to the earthquake in Taiwan.
That means that because the main internet cables were broken,
all of the traffic is going through just one or two cables. So it's a very tight flow.
It's a bottleneck.
Right.
Nilekani mentioned that this problem with infrastructure is on everyone's radar screen.
Radar screen is a common idiomatic expression that we use to refer to a situation or maybe a problem that might come up in the future and that people need to be aware of. Just like an air traffic controller needs to be watching his or her radar screen to see if any planes are coming in. So sometimes you have to think about what's on your radar screen to anticipate any problems that might come up.
Okay, so sort of looking ahead to the future, if
right.
you like. Can you give us an example?
Well, you could say, for example, David Beckham's leaving Real Madrid has been on the radar screen since this summer.
So it's like people...
People expected it to happen, or they thought that it might happen. They didn't know exactly when, but it was something that was in their minds.
Right. And Nilekani said that this rapid growth is ramping up pressure on India. What about ramp up?
To ramp up means to increase. For example, technology companies are ramping up investment in India.
Okay, so Nilekani was using ramp up to really describe this rapid economic growth and the increase in pressure on India to develop more pool of labor or pool of talent.
Yep, skilled workers, that's correct, yeah.
And he also mentioned that the demographics of India are another advantage of the country.
Well, when people talk about demographics, they are referring to the structure or the makeup of a country's population or the population of a region. For example, the breakdown of the population by age or by gender. You could say, for example, recent demographic studies show that Europe's population is growing older, so a higher percentage of people are in the older age groups.
He said that globally, nobody else has this advantage.
Yeah, globally means worldwide or all around the world. A good example is English is globally recognized as a language of international business, which means English is used around the world to conduct business.
And at the end of the article, they mentioned a couple of potential problems for India's economy in the future. Particularly, they used the word downturn.
Well, a downturn means a decline or a worsening in the performance of a company or the performance of a country's economy. So, in this example, we talked about a potential downturn, or you could also say a slowdown in the Indian economy. Now, the word slowdown literally comes from the verb phrase to slow down.
And just as India's economy is not slowing down, neither is Business English Pod. Indeed, we're ramping up production to bring you more great podcasts on useful business English words and phrases.
to get more out of Business English Pod? Then go to www.businessenglishpod.com and sign up as a premium member. Premium members can access detailed study notes and the new phrase cast to practice all the useful language we featured today.